Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The 20th match of the WPL finished last night, and it was a similar result, the Delhi Capitals being victorious. It was the Delhi Capitals women who defeated the Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets. And as we move along to the games on the weekend, we have the Eliminator Friday night, Mumbai versus the Royal Challengers Bangalore, and then we're into the final on Sunday, where Delhi have already qualified. To get more thoughts on the series and who she thinks could go all the way, we are joined once again by the former UAE captain and commentator here at Talk 100.3, Chavi Bhatt. Chavi, good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Kitch. It's always a pleasure to be alongside you guys.
It's been a sensational tournament. Here we are, second series of the WPL, 20 incredible matches, great cricket. We've had packed stands, high ratings across radio and television. Well, why do you think this tournament has been so good this year?
Well, I think there's just, you know, a lot of awareness, firstly, which was built around the tournament, which was really good. So getting into the first game, you know, a few weeks earlier, there was a lot of, you know, noise about it, which is great. I think in comparison to the previous season, where there was not a lot of talk about it. A lot of players that have come in this time as well. Most importantly, the uncapped players that haven't gotten an opportunity on the national side. So them coming along also is like a word of mouth. Hey, my sister is playing, or my daughter is playing, or my friend is playing. Why don't we watch the game? And hence, the awareness or people knowing about what's happening has increased.
Who have been some of those uncapped players that have surprised you?
One is definitely Shabnam Shakil, who has who's done exceptionally well for her side. There is Bharati Fulmali, who did quite well yesterday, though she is a capped player, but she hasn't played that many games for India. Then we had the bowler Tita Sadhu from a few nights ago, who didn't get an opportunity yesterday. She's these players have been instrumental.
As we look towards the finals, it's the Eliminator tomorrow night, the Mumbai Indians and RCB. RCB do feature Elise Perry, and she's been a phenomenal performer. She took a 6 for the other night. And the question mark has been going around the Australian media. Do you think she's perhaps the best all-rounder at the moment in world cricket?
Well, she officially did hold that title for a long time, Kitch. And I think she still does hold that title of being the best all-rounder in the game across, in the women's version of the game, at least. With the kind of performance she put up, there are so many like that she has put up, in the past, not only while playing for Australia, but all the other franchises that she's played around with. So Elise Perry, again, the kind of form that she's coming in from, she's going to come up with her shoulders up high. And, let's hope that RCB can create some surprises in the game tomorrow.
Well, looking at the batters to watch, I mean, it's the who's who of world cricket. For Mumbai, Harmanpreet Kaur and Nat Skiver-Brunt and Smriti Mandhana, and also Elise Perry for RCB. It's going to be a great clash. Who's your pick to win on Friday?
Oh, well, this one's going to be a tough one, to be very honest. It's very difficult to pick either one of these sides, though I would be rooting for RCB for multiple different reasons. I think they deserve to win. They've really performed well, and you know they've lost some games with very, very close margins. We've called a few of those games where they've lost with just, you know, maybe one run or two runs, coming so close and not being able to get to the other side of, you know, of winning. It really hits you mentally. And in all honesty, I would be backing the RCB girls for tomorrow's game.
So you think RCB will take it out? And then do you think they can go all the way? Or will be Delhi under Meg Lanning be too strong on Sunday?
That's going to be a story for another day, but that will be a very good match. It's going to be a 50-50 chance. RCB do have the tendency to, you know, not hold on to the game, or they do lose grip on the game, you know, over a span of time. So there will be that possibility where, you know, the Royal Challengers Bangalore maybe just might fall short of the way that Delhi Capitals are coming along. But again, you know, in whose favour does the day belong to? I think it'll all come down to that on Sunday.
Do you think it's beneficial to get the day off? Because in a lot of sports, sometimes if you get it too many days off, you lose the routine and you lose a lot of the momentum.
With these players, Kish, you know, the amazing part is they've got some schedules which are so well set that it's very difficult to, you know, it would be ideally very difficult to say that too many days off is too bad.
Mm.
They've been playing cricket nonstop. They've probably just had a day off in between their games. And in between that, they even travelled. So they travelled from Bangalore up all the way up to Delhi, and then, you know, they had to get used to the conditions there. So yes, a few extra days off for the Delhi Capitals, they would definitely like it. In terms of RCB, if they do win tomorrow, or Mumbai Indians, they would have a momentum that they're already on. So again, it all depends on what is the team's mindset. Are they okay with a few days off, or do they want to stay in momentum? They're okay with the one day off and they want to get, you know, get on with it. So it would all depend on that. But their training schedules and all of that are so well planned these days in world cricket, because there's so much cricket happening around. I just feel that an extra day off doesn't really matter.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Coverage begins 5:30 tomorrow night on Talk 100.3. And Chavi will be calling her 502nd game of commentary, is that right?
Are you still? It is the way to be the 502nd. Are you going to keep count
for
me?
I've got my score. You know the umpires that they have, although it only goes to six.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
I'm ticking it over all the time and making notes. So we look forward to it. We're going to have some fun tomorrow night. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Kish.
There he is. She's a legend of the women's game in the UAE, the former captain and the commentator. So she reckons it could be RCB tomorrow night. I tend to agree with it. I think Delhi will probably be too strong on Sunday nights. But to the finals for the WPL, you can hear every ball live and exclusive tomorrow night from 5:30 on Talk 100.3.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.